Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
All right, welcome to episode 3.5 of the Startup Addict. We are going to be discussing many things about things.
Many things about things. That was a great intro.
You like that? Keep it general.
I hope this episode's not about focus.
Oh, it's definitely, hopefully not. What are we talking about?
We're talking about motivation.
That's what it is.
It is. Motivation and how to
stay motivated. How to find the proper motivation.
How to find motivation. I think once you find the proper motivation, then staying motivated in theory would be natural.
There you go.
As long as you're not trying to constantly define it, right? So, did you?
I was gonna say, when you get up, how do you get motivated? Besides coffee.
Coffee.
Okay. Well, then, question answered.
No. So I think one of the biggest things I learned was there's times when you sit there and you're just kind of banging your head against a wall, going, "Come on, I want to do this, right? You get up, I want to go to the gym. But you don't want to go to the gym. So you can eventually get yourself to the gym. Even if you didn't want to go to the gym, and you could be happy afterwards. But then there's those days where you just pop up and you're like, can't fucking wait to go to the
gym.
Yeah. Everything was the same. It's just for whatever reason on that day. So I don't know if it's the workout or just how much sleep you got. But I think in business, it's the same thing, where you can't really force motivation, but that seems kind of obvious and easier said than done, because there's not really any instructions on how to find motivation, right? So we always look at, like, you look at other people, what do they do, and man, how do they work so hard on this, or why do they keep doing this extra thing? And then you try to see if, like, is there something there that I could do that they're doing? But the reality is, it's just unique to everyone, right? Like, what makes us tick is different. We could all be, you know, working on red balloons, but our motivation could be different, right? Like, the designer's motivation is just like, I want to get this red perfect. Mm-hmm. The other person's like, I want to get this fucking red balloon to float away. So we always see things differently. So I found there's two challenges. One is, I think you have to be curious and try things in order to have the best chance of finding something which just you're naturally motivated to do. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you're what's the word? Breadth. If your breadth of experience is narrow, then you have less of a chance of finding something where suddenly everything just makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it clicks. You always hear people, right? You always hear people go, suddenly it all made sense, or suddenly it just clicked. You know, and it could be people dating, right? And all of a sudden they're like on their first fucking date and they're like, oh, I just felt like we'd known each other forever. And they just, from that day forward, they hang out every day and they get married and that's it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same thing, but the chances of that happening on the first date are probably fairly rare, right? So you have to go on a lot of dates. So I think in business, to find the thing that motivates you or excites you, it's harder to obviously try a lot of things. You can't just go speed jobbing, but you could...
Tinder
job. But you could try different jobs.
Yeah.
If you're an entrepreneur, I mean... It goes back to your experience with the Padres and kind of being in sales and then figuring out, oh, that's not what I want to do. Or being over at, I forgot the name of the car company, but...
Auto Web.
But then being like, no, that's not really what I want to do. So giving yourself an opportunity and identifying those opportunities, knowing that that's what you're trying to accomplish. You're trying to find that motivation, trying to find that thing that you really, really love.
Yeah.
And not necessarily seeing that as a failure at the end of the day, more so because you were able to correctly identify your motivation. It was a success, even though you may not be working there anymore.
Yeah, I think, and even if you're not like going from job to job, even just, I mean, nowadays with the internet, it's crazy, right? Back in the day, you literally probably would have had to try different jobs or you guys still get the subscription of encyclopedias every year. Why don't you tell me that story the other day?
Yeah, my dad still to this day gets the World Book Encyclopedia Review. And we have them from 1976 to now.
That's crazy, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Now you can just explore online, or not even online, just explore, go walk into stores or businesses or whatever. Yeah. And when you find a thing that like you're naturally interested in, then you can explore, okay, within that, is there a certain aspect of that that I might be able to work in that I would be excited about? Or is there a certain type of work that I like to do? And then is there a niche that I could, you know, work at that in?
Is there an experience you've had that once you tried it, you're like, why didn't I try this before? Or like opened your eyes or connected dots for you?
Well, I think I never imagined, I probably never imagined I would open a gym.
Yeah.
Right? Because I looked at it like, well, I don't have any fitness experience. I'm not a great athlete. And then all of a sudden it was just, you know, and I tried a bunch of workouts and I didn't really, you know, I did them. I was motivated for certain reasons, for like, oh, I want to be healthy, or, you know, I want to get the stress out or whatever it is. But I had to kind of force myself to do any of those things, right? Like I never really liked just going to a gym and lifting weights. I would get on the treadmill, but I didn't really like it. It was kind of like torture. I'd go jogging, but I didn't want to do that. And then, but all of a sudden, when, you know, the guys not really dared me, but said I couldn't go do this workout at AKA, and all of a sudden asking Bob what to do and discovering this whole Airdyne bike workout, all of a sudden it just felt like this is the workout I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Like I want to do this workout. Like it's the right amount of work. It's the right amount of like intense cardio with just enough muscle stuff, but not too much. And it's over in 35 minutes. And so all of a sudden it was like, I didn't have to force myself. I just kind of was like, oh, I want to do the workout today. So that's one example. And then the other lesson I think is, and it's interesting, I was listening to a podcast earlier today. And it sounds like it's just a universal thing, is you have to stop worrying about what other people think or other people's definition of what should motivate you, right? So I had the same problem after Zappos when I had the meeting where a guy was like, I hope this is a $1 billion idea, or people saying, oh, but you don't know anything about that. How could you start something there? Or, I don't know about that, right? If you just eliminate those things and you just focus on what you like doing, then you'll be naturally motivated. The podcast I was listening to earlier was two actors talking about how they do mostly kind of, you know, comedy type movies and stuff, and very successful, very well known, but it's not really like Oscar worthy stuff. Mm-hmm. Right. So they were talked about how they even had this like, not self doubt, but like, I want an Oscar. And then it's like, why though? You know, I enjoy making the funny movies. I'm really good at it. Naturally, those are the kind of movies they gravitate towards. But they felt like their peers as actors, the ones that earned Oscars and the kind of movies that would attract, that would be interesting to the Oscar voters or however the fuck it works, they felt like for some reason those were better. And then they realized one day, like, wait a minute, there's a whole bunch of people that come up to me and be like, dude, you made me laugh, or hey, I was having a bad day and I watched your movie and I had an awesome time. Like, why is that any less important than a panel of people who decide who the Oscar goes to? So it's kind of the same thing, right? Like it's this, you just, so it's so hard not to get hung up on what other people think and have that effect, or not even that. It's so hard to find something that just naturally motivates you. And then even when you find it, it's hard then to just focus on that and not be affected by the context of everyone around you and what their opinion of that particular thing is.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be similar with other businesses that you've started. Not just from, you mentioned the gym, there's the restaurant, there's the soccer team. I mean, you go into it not necessarily knowing all the pieces, but motivated to the point where it's like, I'm going to make this work somehow. And then surrounding yourself with good people on the way to actually build those projects up.
Yeah.
But the underlying, the thread throughout all of those, I think, is just the motivation to just see something go from an idea to a reality.
Yeah. I mean, it's no different than the people, the kids, right? Their parents want them to be a doctor or a lawyer. And they've been told their whole life, you need to be a doctor or a lawyer. And they got really pushy parents. Mm-hmm. And they go to college and they're expected to go to law school or med school. And then they just find something else that they're super passionate about. And then they struggle with, like, this is what I want to do. This is all I'm thinking about. But I'm supposed to be a doctor or a lawyer, right?
I saw a girl like that on Shark Tank the other day.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She was trying to pitch boxes, like collapsible boxes or whatever.
I'm sure.
And then
I saw
she
it.
Got into, I don't know, I guess it was the pitch after they come back from commercial break, where she gets a little emotional about it because she's talking about how her family wants her. You know, she comes from Indian family, and all of them are expecting her to be a doctor, and she's got all this pressure, but she really wants this to work. And I guess her passion just really came across. All the other sharks said no, except for Laura Gibber. But she said that she wasn't necessarily hiring her for, or giving her an offer because of the money. The product or the idea, as much as she believed in her. And that's where she, you know, she was able to feel that passion. She knew that whatever it is that she got her hands on, she was going to succeed for XYZ, whatever her motivation was, whether it was to prove her parents wrong, whether it was to prove herself right, that she didn't need to go down that route. But there was something there that was palpable for the investor.
Yeah, because there's probably people that have had success or have reached, like, as investors, or reached that point themselves as they get older. You know, it's fucked up the whole time. Your whole life, everyone tells you, like, oh, you'll understand when you get older, and then it's always true. And it's like, but you'd never believe it for the next stage, right? But then people can identify, like, how hard it is, especially for someone like that, who's kind of, their parents have mapped out their life for them. If they can go through all that pressure and still be passionate enough about something, then they know, like, you know, they can find it. I mean, there's got to be a reason you're in the studio, right? Dennis has a band.
Mm-hmm. I do.
He was a touring musician.
For mini tour.
Tour. How long ago was the last?
Last show was 4 years. We were together for 8. And then playing bands. I've been playing in bands for 20 years. So
20 years.
We're a fellow drummer. I just realized he was a drummer. I was
really?
A drum too. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Take some listens, Dennis.
And listens. Now Dennis is doing a revival. He's actually having a revival. He's having a concert.
Yep.
April 21st.
Yeah.
What? You haven't plugged that yet?
Yeah. No. Paper Sons is the name of the band. So what motivated you to finally get the drums out of storage? And
you know what's funny is because I'm turning 40 this year, and I don't know. I just wanted to do it. I wanted to see how of a messy end of my 39 I can have. So I tried to book as much as I could. Regretting it a little bit now, but I want to see.
I am looking forward to it.
On this calendar.
I am very motivated.
Where am I going
to
for
go.
This?
Hotel Utah, April 21st.
Hotel Utah, April 21st. Yeah, don't miss the Paper Sons.
We just I practiced for 3 hours yesterday with the band, and it was, man, chops are not where they used to be. And after that, I was like, man, I can't believe we did this for 7 years, 3 nights a week, right after work, 3 hours, and then, you know, just worn out. But
nice.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, I think we got a good episode coming up. We go into concepts around motivation, a bunch of good stories. And we learned, I never even realized kind of a lot of the stuff we started talking about, just kind of. But one of the most interesting things about this podcast is I feel like the process of doing these episodes, you just start seeing different perspectives, even though I ramble a lot. But, you know, other people's perspectives and correlations that you didn't necessarily see before. It's been a lot of fun. So anyways, hopefully you guys keep listening. We really appreciate all the reviews and comments. If you haven't subscribed already, please subscribe to us in iTunes. Follow us on
YouTube.
Are we
we don't have a URL yet.
We don't have a URL yet, but we will soon.
Search The Startup Addict.
Keep subscribing.
The Startup Addict.
So we can get that URL.
Yeah. Exactly. Instagram at The Startup Addict. Twitter, Startup. The Startup or Startup _ Addict.
Text Julio directly. What's his number?
Text Julio directly. And then we'll be back early next week with our next full episode.